When I came to Columbia as a graduate student at the age of 43, and I spent a year, the first year, with the professors that I, whose books I greatly admired, and they presented me a world in the past in which women did not exist at all. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought they were crazy. I thought they were really, there was something wrong with them. Not for one minute was I impressed with what they had to offer me, because they didn't ask the right question. And I came to the conclusion very quickly that they couldn't fight their way out of a paper bag, and that they couldn't organize a PTA luncheon if they had to, which all, both of which I could do very well. And that if you don't know the world as it functions, you can't ask the right questions about the past. And this is what happened. They asked questions only about half the population and got answers that pretended they were talking about the whole population. And I came to that out of my own experience. And immediately, I didn't wait a year, I began to ask those questions in class and made a nuisance of myself. And so I knew that women's history mattered before there was an official women's history.